Hi, it's Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 187 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to apologize to you because I know it's been late, but it's been another crazy travel week for me. I normally try to record on Monday or Tuesday, but Monday I was flying L.A. to Memphis, Tuesday I flew to Chicago, and Wednesday I flew to Cleveland, where I'm at now. Anyway, I want to talk about what I did Tuesday. I was honored and lucky to be part of a show, part of a comedy tour. It's called the Vagical Mystery Tour, and it's run by a woman named Liz Winstead. Liz is a brilliant comedian, writer, producer, etc., who one of her big credit, obviously, is she's one of the creators of The Daily Show. But what the Vagical Mystery Tour is about, and what her organization, Lady Parts Justice, is about, it's just that. It's about women's health and, more importantly, I don't know if it's more important because I'm a man talking about it, but women's reproductive rights. And the situation is horrible. So many states where abortion is so severely regulated, it's borderline banned. Anti-abortion extremists hanging outside of abortion clinics, doing their best to intimidate women who are going in for their own health care. Places, I believe it was in Omaha, where they told me there was a doctor whose ranch was burned down and his horses were killed, and so on. Just horrible. And make no mistake, these anti-abortion people, it has nothing to do with life or Christianity or anything else. It has to do with control and power over women and intimidation. And I met a man who is quite simply amazing. His name is Dr. Willie Parker. He provides abortion in places where no other doctor would. Now, one of the things that came up at this event that I learned, because I learned a lot just being there, there are places where abortion clinics, nobody will help them, right? So it's an abortion clinic and it needs, the stairs need to be repaired or the gutters need to be cleaned or something. Contractors won't help them because it's an abortion clinic and so on. And there are places where doctors simply won't do abortions. Well, Dr. Willie Parker, who was an OBGYN and delivered thousands of babies and is a Christian man and who was briefly a minister, et cetera, had what he describes as a come to Jesus moment. And he realized the most Christian thing for him to do would be help the least powerful or the least of people. Let me say that again. The most Christian thing to do would help the least of people. Who else felt that way? Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, that was Jesus's thing. Help the weak. Okay, so he realized that he could help women who needed abortions and couldn't have abortions, who wanted abortions and couldn't have abortions and so on. And he's been doing this at great personal sacrifice because the anti-abortion people have threatened his life. They published his home address, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, they're terrorists and they're cowards, and this is how they operate. And he's out there doing it. I'm humbled when I meet people like this. He has a book. It's called Life's Work, A Moral Argument for Choice. And these people are out there doing it. And Liz Winstead is out there doing it. And they have, there were people there who escort people, who walk people from their car to the abortion clinic because the anti-abortion people are outside threatening them and blah, blah, blah. It was educational, eye-opening for me, heart-wrenching, and these people are doing some beautiful, fantastic work. I humbled and honored to be part of the show and to contribute what I do, which is make people laugh and help raise money. Liz is fantastic. Dr. Willie Parker is fantastic, and is numerous. There were other abortion providers. There was a doctor there who trains doctors in abortion procedures and so on. And there's a lot of truth there. You know, they have to tell them, you know, just, and there's a great article I read about Dr. Parker and Esquire, and it talked about how he does what the state requires. So Mississippi, like, requires him to say that abortion can increase your risk for breast cancer, which just isn't true. And he talked about how low a percent, like, actually childbirth is more dangerous than abortion. I'm not going to try to explain it. I'm not a doctor. If you're at all interested in this, look up Dr. Willie Parker, read about him. I'm about to read his book. He was generous enough to give me a copy of his book. Read about Liz Winstead. See what you can do to help the Vagical Mystery Tour, Lady Parts Justice, these organizations. Phenomenal. So that's what I did Tuesday, and I was honored and humbled to be a part of it. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. Now, let's get into our ridiculous week. Who's paying attention? Well, CNN wasn't, and then they were. So you may or may not have heard about CNN and the, you know, Donald Trump getting his chance to yell fake news, fake news, fake news. It's his favorite thing. CNN screwed up. They had three investigative reporters. They wrote an article linking a Russian investment fund to an American financier who's an advisor to President Trump. And the article was wrong. And the reporters resigned, and CNN retracted the article, et cetera, which was the right thing to do. It wasn't fake news. It was a dumb mistake, a bad mistake. But here's the thing. CNN and the people at CNN have to know that they're held to a higher standard. This isn't Fox News, where you can just make up stories, and when they tell you the story's not true, you just yell louder. CNN, you're held to a higher standard, so you have to do better. So CNN cut these reporters loose, and of course, Donald Trump, you know, started tweeting about fake news, and all his people started yelling fake news, fake news, and it led to another awkward moment. So Donald Trump being Donald Trump, he's at it again, and he did attack and insult on Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe. And of course, she's bleeding from her face from plastic surgery, blah, blah, blah. Same, you know, same old shit, just Trump shit. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a spokesperson, says, this is a president who fights fire with fire. And I think the American people elected somebody who's tough, who's smart, who's a fighter. And blah, 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 blah. And she was attacked for it, and rightly so. Look, you can't defend this, okay? To say it's beneath the office of the president, etc. There was a reporter there who called her out on the presidential attacks of the media and, you know, the fake news, etc., etc. One of the reporters asked her, is this, would you use Trump as a role model for your children? And she said, well, my role model is Jesus because I'm religious. Why do they always drag Jesus into this? So anyway, she was called out, and some of these reporters were like, we know you're being hypocritical. This is beneath you. Here's my problem. This isn't news. It's not even a story. It's the same shit. Okay, this is every week. Donald Trump says something stupid or insulting, usually to a woman, and then the Fox News says Donald Trump's under attack for it, and one of his spokespeople tries to spin it around and blah, blah, blah. You know, is it even news at this point? Is it not going to happen again? Honestly, is it not going to happen again? No. In the next week or two, there'll be another woman who says something or has an opinion or is hot, and he'll point out how hot she is, like he did to another reporter in the middle of a phone call, had to congratulate the Irish, I believe it was prime minister, I don't know, to congratulate someone in Ireland on an election. He also had to comment on how beautiful the reporter from Ireland is. Look, she might be, but this is her job, and she's at the White House, and you're not pointing, man, yo, check out the hot chick from Ireland. What the fuck? Okay, it's ridiculous, but I don't know if it's news, because it's, I promise you, it's going to happen again. So let's try to move on to something that is news, but also isn't news, unless you don't count the 50 times it happened before. So, and what I'm talking about is the attack on the healthcare plan, commonly known as Obamacare. So now, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has come out. They've come out of their secret meetings, and they finally released their health care plan. Now, his plan was, today's Thursday, his plan was to release the secret on Monday, have a vote on Tuesday, and have the health care repeal done by Wednesday. The only problem is, when the plan went public, see, Mitch, people read, and people listen, and people live in the real world where they have family, friends, etc., who get sick. Now, I know you have Senate health care and you're a millionaire and your friends are all rich, so none of this applies. But believe it or not, Mitch, some of this applies to real people, even, and I'm going to scare you with this, even white people. Yeah, I know, Mitch. I know. You had no idea. But yeah, it does. There are white people who need health care. And I'm poor people, poor white people. I know they're not supposed to exist, but sadly, they do. So they thought it was a great plan because this plan was only going to cut 22 million people's health care rather than 24 million, which the House was going to do. And they didn't think anyone would notice that they're just going to cut Medicaid and do away with Medicaid. So, you know, all the people in Medicaid, and a lot of whom happen to be seniors in nursing homes. I mean, what do they need? See, it's that entitlement, right? It's that entitlement that these seniors have, thinking that they're entitled to live, okay? And, yeah, you sons of whatever. Horrible. So his plan was to do away with that. And, of course, you know, you had to save money on healthcare so that you could give more tax cuts to the rich, because this here, America, some bitch, and you got to give the tax cuts to the rich. So it was, you know, they pushed the vote back. He wanted to have it done by July 4th. Now they're looking at doing the vote next week because, hey, a lot of Republican senators are against this because, you know what? They have, like, senior citizens who vote for them or people who get sick who vote for them. And maybe some of them, and I doubt it, but maybe some of them even have a conscience. But, you know, you have this problem. But the Republicans are not people that don't pose a solution. So Kellyanne Conway just came out and said, listen, if you are poor and you are dependent on Medicaid, just get a better job. That's all. Why didn't you think of that? See, this is where poor people screw up. You're walking around, you're working poor, and you didn't just go get a better job. So thank God Kellyanne Conway solved that for you. Just some bitch, go get a better job. Well, yeah, I know that better jobs are gone. And I know that the Republicans can't stand workers' rights. And I know the Republicans don't want to raise minimum wage and they don't want you to get paid. But forget all that. It's on you. Get a better job. Now, maybe getting a better job is difficult. Maybe that's not an option. Well, you will not be left without options in this plan. Kennedy Montgomery from Fox News, she explained, well, you know, people die anyway, right? So you don't have health care. So you don't have Medicaid. So but listen, people die anyway. So health care has nothing to do with it. Now, this is completely different than under the Obama health care plan, where there were death panels to make sure people die. Here, people just die, I guess, randomly. I don't know. But so, listen, you don't need your health care, all right? You either get a better job or you die anyway, all right? We're making America great again. Some bitch, the hell is wrong with you? Now, you could just talk to Donald Trump, and the only problem there is he actually doesn't understand what the hell is going on. And this is actually beautiful because, obviously, people are not going to give their names, but the president's close aides and political advisors, I'm reading this from the article, who spoke to the Daily Beast on the condition of anonymity, Trump says he's on top of it. He says, Some of the fake news media likes to say I am not totally engaged in healthcare. Wrong. I know the subject well, and I want victory for U.S. That's what Trump said. Now, these people said one Republican senator who supports Trump care legislation exited a meeting at the White House and said the president did not have a grasp of some of the basic elements of the Senate plan, which is nice. You know, he and then another one said Trump appeared, quote, especially confused when a moderate Republican complained that opponents of the bill would cast it as a massive tax break for the wealthy, which actually is what it is. And it, some of them just, and again, I'm quoting the article, some of them simply laughed at the very suggestion that the president knows much or even cares about healthcare policy in this country. So he's right on top of it. Listen, right behind insulting women who do the news is his expertise on healthcare. And you want America to win? Yeah, we are winning. You know what we're winning? We lead the world in drug overdoses, quote, by a lot. Okay. Drug deaths per million people, the USA, 245. North America, which kind of includes the USA, 172. That's per million, okay? A total of 52,400 people. And just for example, Western and Central Europe, 26.4 deaths per million. So we've only got 10 times the overdose deaths of Europe. Yeah, so we're winning. We're making America great again. And guess what? These overdose deaths, these are the real tragic kind because these are opioid epidemic. These are white people taking Oxycontin and heroin. This ain't like black people doing crack, which is just a criminal problem. This is an epidemic. Is it about race? Yeah, it really is. It really is. But beyond that, and here's the thing, people, you want to do away with health care, good, because they're no longer going to cover treatment for addiction. You understand that things like addiction and mental health treatment, that's all gone under the Trump health care plan unless you pay extra for it. And how much do you think your insurance company is going to charge to send your kid to rehab? It ain't going to be cheap. So we are winning. We're winning. And this is a direct result of doctors prescribing powerful opioids, the Oxycontin, Percocet. You know the story. You get it from the doctor. You get hooked. You buy it in the street. You can't find it anymore. Heroin's cheap. You start buying heroin and you overdose and you die. And this is a problem in the suburbs. This is a problem with working class white people. This is a real problem in America. I joke about the white versus black thing. And that is true. But it's a real problem. It's a real problem. People out there dying from heroin. I have a friend who's an officer. She told me by far the number one drug in the street is heroin. It's cheap and it's deadly. But, you know, it's American. We are number one. We're winning. Jeez. You know what else we're winning in? And it's deadly? Stupid. So two kids who wanted to be YouTube famous had a little problem. Mona Lisa Perez was charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting of her boyfriend, Pedro Ruiz. What were they doing? Well, Pedro held a book up to his chest, and ironically, the book was an encyclopedia, while she shot through the book with a Desert Eagle to see if the book was bulletproof. Well, guess what, people? It wasn't. By the way, 50 caliber Desert Eagle, pretty powerful gun. Encyclopedia, guess not that powerful a book. I joked with a friend about this being an argument for gun control, and he, you know, he took a little personal. But no, that obviously this has nothing to do with gun control. This has to do with stupid control. But maybe there should be like a basic test before you get a gun. Just a basic test that says, you know, are you stupid? Do you know that guns kill people? Do you know that guns fire bullets that go through things? Because if you don't, maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know that bullets go through things. Maybe you've been watching, like if you watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons where the bullet stops and a opens up and a hammer comes out. And yeah, maybe they thought that was it. Maybe they thought they had Bugs Bunny bullets that stop and a big hammer comes out and it hits you in the head so you don't die. I really don't know. But she's charged with manslaughter and second degree stupidity. Ugh, unbelievable. Finally, I'm going to close with thanks for the memories, CP3. Yeah, I know it's a complete jump, but I'm going to basketball. Chris Paul, all-star, superstar guard, best player on the team for my LA Clippers, has been traded to the Houston Rockets. He was going to leave in free agency. They figured they'd get some players for him. I ain't mad at you, Chris. You gave your best for 6 years. You carried the team. Nobody showed up. Blake Griffin didn't show up under pressure. Nothing you could do. Move on. Good luck. Basketball is a game now of super teams. Teams are trying to put together super teams. So you're down there with James Harden. I don't know if you're going to grow a longer beard to match James or what. I don't know if you're going to get the third and fourth superstar you need to beat Golden State. But good luck to you. I appreciated you, and it was great. And I'll still be at Clipper games rooting for my team. Rooting for my team. Which will now kind of move a step closer to the basement. But, you know, I'm a Clipper fan, so that's okay. It's been a hell of a week. We'll see how healthcare plays out. The 4th of July is coming up. Have a nice 4th. It's a long weekend. Go barbecue, ride a bike. I'll be out on a motorcycle having fun. But this weekend, I'm at Hilarity's Comedy Club in downtown Cleveland. I'll be looking for LeBron. He probably won't make a show, but I'm going to be looking for him. Because I'm in his backyard. I'm literally right down the street from the Quicken Arena. But you know something? He probably doesn't come to work when he doesn't have to. I love you. Thank you. Who's paying attention? Again, if you can do anything, take a moment and check out Lady Parts Justice or Dr. Willie Parker and see the kind of stuff they're doing. Because I think it's fantastic and needs support. Thanks for listening. Keep laughing. I'll see you out there.